You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
We'll get to Zach Wilson.
I want them to stay on the bus. If you're on the bus, get on the bus. If you're off the bus, don't be jumping on and off.
I don't believe in that. Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn and Bart Scott with you this morning. Little Bart and Hahn. And I don't believe in that. Fan bases do this all the time. When they've been bad for a number of years and then they have something, some promise, something to show, It's always like, oh, you hated us then. Don't like us now. Why would you ever want that? Oh, don't come on the bandwagon now. Why? Why would you tell people you're not allowed to like my team now?
No. What I'm saying is, like, you can't all of a sudden, like, sometimes it's a line, like, where it's like it's smudge. It's an area of gray.
Smudges.
Where people kind of, like, you know, bad to pick, like, oh, this guy isn't going to be good. Then all of a sudden they, like, no. You remember you didn't like him. Stay on that side. Right? Like Ben Roethlisberger looked amazing in his preseason game. You saw, like, the zip on it. Who been saying that for a long time? Me, that's who, right? So don't come over here. Don't come over here. Tannenbaum.
Who do I trust?
Yeah, me.
Who do I
that's
trust?
That's who, right?
Me.
So don't come back over here like, oh, man, Ben looks awesome. Like, hold up, bro. We're not just going to forget that you've been killing Ben for 4 months just because he has one good game and he reminds you who he is. You see the ball zipping out of his hand. Like, you can't come back and act like you had the same take that I had when I had it first. Like, anybody can judge what they see when they see it. The experts are supposed to be able to predict. They call me Barstow.
Prognosticate.
Yeah. Listen, I got an associate's degree. I need you to help me through those words.
Prognosticate?
Yeah, close enough.
No, it's not even a little bit close. 888-ESPN-887-2-3776 is the number. Be part of the conversation at KJNZ as well. A story that, look, it's unavoidable. You know, a lot of people want to do the whole stick to sports thing, but here's something that is part of the sports world, especially with the NFL, and that is the vaccine and players who are and aren't
vaccinated.
Players who have taken it, players who just haven't. And it, again, it's a personal choice. But in the NFL, that personal choice is going to affect what privileges you have when it comes to, like, what Cam's going through right now, which you have to go through certain protocols that are different from those who are vaccinated. So we heard, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, where John Mara, the Giants owner, talked about how he wished that they could be 100% vaccinated, that's something that they were trying to get to. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones, another, again, well-established owner in the NFL, probably one of the biggest voices among ownership in the NFL. He talked about it as well, his weekly interview on 105.9 the Fan in Dallas. Talked about the Cowboys and wanting them to be the example in the NFL, wanting to get to 100%, trying to get to that point. And the way he speaks about it shows you just how determined he is. But when you hear it, understand that the audio quality and Jerry's voice, it does sound like this is like FDR and we're listening to a fireside chat. Take a listen.
Everyone has a right to make their own decisions regarding their health and their body. I believe in that completely. Until your decision as to yourself impacts negatively many others, then the common good takes over. And I'm arm waving here, but that has everything to do with the way I look at our team, the Cowboys, or the way I look at our society. We have got to check eye at the door and go forward with your Dallas Cowboys are doing that.
105.3 The Fan in Dallas is Jerry Jones talking about it. You know, Bart, it is certainly still a choice, but it is one where a lot of the owners are trying to just get to a point where, look, the idea is to do it for the team, yeah, I think. Is that what you're reading from what he's saying there?
Well, you heard Michael Irvin's months before about if you're not getting your selfish and stuff like that. Well, listen, it is a personal choice, and I believe in a person's right to choose. But also, I mean, yeah, I don't know if Texas is one of those states that are lagging behind as far as overall vaccinations, but I would like to see the Dallas Cowboys, if they believe this strongly, to use their influences in the community to try and get people vaccinated, maybe, you know, make you know, the Dallas Cowboys stadium a hub where people can come and get vaccinations where they can try and promote it. But, you know, I think it is coming from a selfish place, but, you know, that's what society is all about, right? That's the whole, you know, Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith, the bridge between, you know, I'm an econ guy. Don't let me get deep.
Where are you going there?
Yeah. Well, just how economics used to be a science and it became proven once, you know, philosophy once it was proven and all that stuff. Like, you know, I think that, you know, Jerry Jones, you know, is trying to, you know, do something that's selfish, but it can help, you know, society as a whole, right? So you think if they all get vaccinated, then what happens is if you have a situation like Cam, you're back at an earlier time. Could you imagine a player testing positive and can't get back for 14 days because he isn't
vaccinated,
and it's going to happen during a playoff?
It's going to happen in a
pivotal time. It's going to be,
yeah. And I think that's what the NFL is kind of quietly trying to suggest is that, okay, it is your choice, but understand that if something happens, we're going to move on without you.
Right.
Like, and you'll have to wait until you can come back into this – you know, this environment. Like, that's the reality of it. And it can feel like pressure on players to, you know, who might feel like I have to get this, or A, I'll get cut, B, I won't play, I'll miss out on time, somebody else can take my job, I don't want to get Wally pipped because of this decision. Like, it is definitely something. Again, this is not about, like, I know Jerry makes the society example, but this isn't really about what your choice is in the world. So nobody's saying in the world that's your choice. It's just in the NFL, it's a different world. Because we've got a league that we've got a business to run. We've got a league that has to continue on, and it's going to move on without you if you can't be available to us.
And you don't have the luxury of time. Just imagine what happened, you know, if, you know, Chris Paul and they lose those first two games in which he had to miss to the Clippers, and like the better team doesn't win simply because one of their best players wasn't available. How bad would you feel if you had to watch a playoff game from home, knowing that this was your year, maybe to win the Super Bowl, and the opponent that you're facing is inferior, but not only you, but maybe a couple of other players have to sit out because of the protocol, and also like being responsible for maybe you know contact tracing and other guys missing the game because they were close to you. Not only that, they tested positive. You know, I mean, it's going to happen, right? And you know, what if it happens to a team that we know is better than the team they lose to?
That's the other part. Yeah, I mean, that's what you see is how it'll affect you as the year goes on. Injuries affect the team.
Right.
This wouldn't be an injury, but it would feel the same if you have to miss time. Now, you know, Cole Beasley's one of those players that's been outspoken about the fact that he doesn't want to have the vaccine, and that's just his, and he also how he does feel like there's pressure on players who don't want to do
pressure.
It.
Of course, there's pressure.
So Jerry was asked about Cole Beasley, what he would say to a player like that,
and this is
from the Dallas Morning News. He said, "I don't really say anything here. To me, this is a team game. We rely on each other to play. We rely on each other to win. We have to have each other. There's 11 guys out there at any time to be trite about it, and you have to count on the other guy being, and here's the word, available. And you certainly don't want to be doing anything that causes your teammates to not be available. All that comes to the same conclusion as far as what you agreed to be as far as a player, part of a team. That there is pressure."
Yeah, that's tremendous pressure. But it's so nuanced, though, because you're asking somebody to put something in their body that they may not have believed in. And it's tough, right? Like, it's like when, like, your kids and they have to get a flu shot. Like, you don't know what's in that flu shot, but, you know.
Never mind that part. You're getting the owner putting that stuff out there. You're hearing other coaches that do talk about it at times, especially in the college level. Teammates, do you think this could become something in a locker room?
Listen, if I miss a game check because you weren't vaccinated and you were out being reckless and you created a spread and then, like, the game is canceled and I don't get paid my money, especially if you're a guy like Dak Prescott, Mahomes.
Well, or you just lose a game because you didn't play and it costs us the game.
Like, yeah.
Couldn't that create some kind of animosity in a locker room? Can you see it? You've been in locker rooms. You played 10 years in the league. I mean, you're telling me that there's this wouldn't be something that at a certain point could be –
Of course.
Point of contention?
Yeah, you can come fisticuffs. Like, especially, like, if I miss out on $1 million check or $2 million check and I can't get that money because you weren't vaccinated, you did something reckless or something, right? It's going to happen somewhere to somebody, right? And it's going to affect the team. It's going to affect the outcome. And it's going to create tension, right? It's going to create an unsettling place. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins has been vocal about it. He's one of your best players. If he's in a protocol and he can't play, and it's a game that may put us in the playoffs for the division or something that's going to set us up for opportunity to do something that, you know, special, like get into the playoffs, win a division, get a bye. Listen, playoff checks count too.
Well, what about flip it? What about the other way where I'm unvaccinated, but I have to go through all these different protocols and different things that the rest of my teammates don't have to go through.
Yeah.
So I have to do all this stuff, and they don't have to do that. That doesn't also become on the other side of it, like some, you know, again,
listen, two
a
things
point of contention.
Yeah, two things you don't talk about it, like, really in there is, like, you know, politics and religion. It's something that you don't talk about.
In a locker room?
In a locker room, right? And like, this is going to turn into a political type of argument battle, right? Especially if guys are, you know, close to somebody and something like that. Inside the locker room, you sit next to me, I'm vaccinated, you not vaccinated. You, man, you set mess around a cough, you might get punched in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, or you know, like you get in a locker room, and I'm sure they have different protocols. If you're not vaccinated, you probably have to have a mask on or something like that.
You have to do something that you're looking around like, yeah. I got to do this. You don't.
But then guys get reckless. Like, you know, you heard like what happened with Dennis Smith, Donovan Mitchell. And no, French fry.
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert, right? Yeah. So just imagine like a guy's being reckless in the locker room because you're supposed to have your mask on, but you feel like, oh, man, I'm good. You take your mask off in there. Like, it can be a fight between that, too. Like, yo, bro, you ain't vaccinated. Put your mask on, man. You don't tell me what to do. And that's how stuff starts.
Something to keep an eye on, but you heard Jerry Jones. He made it pretty clear. You want to be part of a team, you should follow what everybody on the team is doing for, again.
You better be a starter if you ain't vaccinated. You're a backup. That could be the determining factor in you being on the team and not being on the team.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Keyshawn J. Will Zubin coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So, former MVP being told maybe this is a year that the league starts to figure you out. We've got to figure out whether or not that makes sense at all. And we'll do that after I tell you about DoorDash. DoorDash here with Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass in the DoorDash app. Stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply.
The beginning of the season. Oh, man, I want to be in that moment. It's just one of them things where you say, man, I wish I had that right now.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Marty Smith, and I'm ready.
This is Keyshawn Johnson. The Dallas Cowboys are ready.
This is Matthew Berry. The Syracuse Orange are ready.
This is Alan Hahn. I'm ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Oh, this is easy. You get signed Lamar Jackson, ASAP, league MVP. He's dynamic. He's only going to get better.
Lamar Jackson is rare. When he's just plays a really good game, we're like, oh, Lamar Jackson was okay. Because the bar is so ridiculously high.
You know, I love Baltimore. I love the whole organization. Love everybody in the building. But hopefully we'll be making something happen pretty soon or whenever.
Now, here's all the quarterback conversations that we have had basically since, I don't know, the draft. I mean, we've been talking quarterbacks, whether it starts with Aaron Rodgers and is carried through, really starts with Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl. Then Aaron Rodgers wasn't happy. We go through the draft where five quarterbacks taken in the first round. Then we've got that argument of which of the young quarterbacks should start. We have New Orleans in that battle. Who's going to be the starter there? Looks like Jameis Winston's going to win that. You've got Cam Newton, obviously, in New England. And there's a guy, there's a quarterback that we have not talked about that I feel like we've undersold this story,
yeah.
A former MVP. And no, not Patrick Mahomes, but Lamar Jackson. And the Baltimore Ravens. I know you're very close, obviously, you being a former Raven, to that organization. And it's, you know, what is Lamar Jackson going to be this year for the Ravens? And Jeremy Fowler had a real interesting take on Get Up last week. I believe it was Friday. Of course, Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter. And he talked about Lamar Jackson and the pressure on him. Remember, Josh Allen already got paid in that draft class. Baker Mayfield expecting as well, and Lamar Jackson is another guy up to get paid big time. So listen to what Jeremy Fowler says about Lamar Jackson and the pressure on him this season. Take a listen.
There are a lot of people around the league that I speak to that are talking a little slick. They say this might be the year that everybody figures out Lamar Jackson. Like, there's sort of that feeling right now. He can definitely prove that wrong, but I think there's a little bit of pressure on him right now. He doesn't have a deal either.
Wait a minute. Did he just say this is the year that the whispers are, this is the year the league figures out Lamar Jackson, Bart? So, of course, what do we do when a hot take like that is put out there in the world? We go to Lamar Jackson and we ask him, did you hear what Jeremy Fowler said? And what do you think of it?
I'm going to keep playing football. We're going to see. But I doubt it, dude. I doubt it. I strongly doubt it. We're going to play ball.
I doubt it, dude. I doubt it. Well, I wouldn't expect him to say, yeah. Yeah, I think this is the year they're going to figure
me
out.
Yeah, man, they got me.
Yeah, yeah, they got me. But, Bart, what do you expect out of Lamar Jackson this year?
I expect Lamar Jackson to evolve, right? And I think he's going to evolve because the team has surrounded him with the talent for him to evolve, right? They talk about him struggling throwing the ball outside. Well, he was trying to thread the needle, throwing to a small target like Hollywood Brown, who really couldn't get open. What did they do? They went out and they got a former number one overall, former first round draft pick, top 10 pick in Sammy Watkins. They spent their own first round draft pick on Rashad Bateman, who has looked tremendous, which allows a guy like Hollywood Brown to be able to work
hurt.
In it. Yeah, but he'll be back. He has growing surgery. But, it allows Hollywood Brown to play in the slot. They still have Andrews. So now he has a
good tight end, underrated tight end.
Right, he's top five tight end in the league, right? You talk about the numbers, Pro Bowl, or all that stuff. And they've surrounded him finally with the talent for him to be able to really show his arm outside. Remember, this is a kid that's been doubted every step of the way. I mean, he's the most scrutinized Heisman Trophy winner probably since Johnny Manziel. Right, and you talk about like him coming in and people not having belief in him. It was a reason that he slipped because people didn't think that he could throw the football accurately from the pocket.
Well, his whole final year of college was trying to prove that he could be a pocket
passer. Exactly. But what he does as well, like he still has a strong arm, he still has an accurate arm. But what he does what he's able to do with his legs is phenomenal, right? And I haven't seen a quarterback do this since Michael Vick. Just on purpose, just being able to
win MVP.
Right, and so his productivity is through the roof. Now, I think you only talk about figuring him out. I think this J.K. Dobbins kid is going to be a problem as well. I think he's a sleepy, breakout player candidate for me. Mm-hmm. The fact that he's going to have another year, they get Ronnie Stanley back. Yeah, they lose Orlando Brown Jr., but they've upgraded. Venezuela is not a big, drop-off from what Orlando Brown Jr. did. And so I think they're going to be able to be a tremendous team. They're going to have a great season, I believe. And I think Lamar Jackson is going to prove the doubters wrong like he always does.
It is amazing to think, again, a guy that won MVP.
It's MVP.
Like the league's going to figure him out. Where would you power rank him in the division as far as at quarterbacks? Because you have good quarterbacks. Now, Joe Burrow's young, obviously, in that division.
I think he's number one.
And Big Ben's the old guy. So where does Lamar fit?
I think Lamar's number one.
He's the best.
But I do think that Joe Burrow, when they get him a great team around him, if they can surround him with the same type of team they surround him against Carson Palmer, I think he becomes the more effective quarterback, because there's always the concern that Lamar Jackson is going to end up like Robert Griffin III. Remember RG3,
no.
Pro Bowler his first year,
yeah.
And he got injured, that gruesome injury when he was out there running. You worry about, you know, he puts himself at harm's way so much that all it takes is one hit that he doesn't see, and how does that alter his gait and alter his game when you're able to take away that element? And teams are trying to – they've tried everything. They've slowed Lamar Jackson down. They have yet to stop him, and I think, you know, he's going to evolve right when they think they have him figured out.
Well, Bart made the reference. Let's bring him right in. Robert Griffin III joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Again, Heisman winner, all the same type of accolades. NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2012, Pro Bowler, certainly – RG3, we appreciate you joining us right now. And again, welcome to ESPN. Welcome to the family. You heard what Bart said. And, you know, I don't know if you got to hear some of that back and forth where Jeremy Fowler said last week that the whispers are that the league is going to figure out Lamar Jackson. Lamar said, I don't think so. And of course, you played with him for 3 seasons. You know what he's about. And you certainly understand that style of play. Is the league going to figure him out, or do you see him having a big season this year?
I definitely see Lamar having a big season this year. I think Jeremy Fowler is just speaking on behalf of all of the NFL defensive coordinators out there that are hoping and praying that they can figure out Lamar Jackson. You know, the beautiful thing about Lamar and the way he plays is sometimes he doesn't even know what he's going to do. He plays strictly off instinct. So just as teams, as Bart was saying, as teams think they're figuring him out, they're not. You know, they're not figuring out what he does because he's such an instinctual player. The bottom line is that as Lamar continues to grow and develop, he's going to become even better. And there's one factor that you can't take away from him. As long as he stays healthy, he can do things that other guys just can't do, make guys miss, run fast down the field, cut on a dime. And I think that's what makes him truly special, because then you have to deal with his throwing ability and his ability to push the ball down the field. So I think Lamar will be in good hands. And like you said, he's just going to go play football. Everybody else has to try to figure him out. And at the same time, he's figuring out the things that he can do on that football every single Sunday.
Now, a lot of that may be coming from last year. Remember, Lamar expressed his frustration with Greg Roman's offense, saying, hey, man, they kind of know what we're doing. They had you guys had the bye week. I don't know why I'm saying they. You guys had the bye week, and you kind of switched some things up. What does the additions of a guy like Sammy Watkins and a guy like Rashad Bateman on the outside do for Lamar Jackson in this package that should be able to continue to grow now that they've been together for a long time?
Yeah, Bart, if you watch Lamar play, you know that he loves to throw the ball to Mark Andrews, right?
Yeah.
And a big contingent for him and the Ravens and everyone that's watching is his ability to throw the ball outside the numbers. So how do you get that done? You bring in guys like Rashad Bateman. You bring in a guy like Sammy Watkins. And you know that these guys can win one-on-one matchups on the outside. They know how to get open. And that's going to give Lamar more confidence to stretch the field outside the numbers and not just stretch the field in between the numbers and the hashes. So I think that's great for them. Obviously, they got to get healthy. Right now, they're dealing with a ton of injuries. But maybe some of these injuries and some of this rest that these guys are getting is going to help them in the regular season and their longevity there. But I don't think that's a massive concern like one of our comrades thinks, and Dan Orlovsky, that the Ravens receivers are all injured. But I think that's something that they wanted to address in the offseason. They did that, and now they get to go out and showcase that on when the regular season comes around.
You know, the great thing about, you know, what Lamar does is he dictates coverage, right? Because you have to have that eighth man in the box. You've seen teams try and put more skilled position players out there in the box, but that just opens everything up for J.K. Dobbins. You know, I just want to ask you about a guy who hasn't lived up to the billing in that Ravens facility, and it's kind of Hollywood Brown. They brought him in here to be a true number one. The fact that they had to go out and get Sammy Watkins, the fact that they had to go out and draft Bateman, now seemingly will push him into the slot. Do you think that's a better, more defined role for him where he can take advantage of his quickness and not being able to be pressed at the line of scrimmage dealing with his size?
I would say by no stretch of the imagination do I think that Hollywood Brown will now be the predominant slot receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. I think bringing in Sammy Watkins and Rashad Bateman, two bigger outside receivers, is going to allow him to be moved inside to maybe in those three receiver sets. But the thing about Hollywood is when he's healthy, he plays extremely well. And in the big games, him and Lamar have such a connection that they tend to play at an extremely high level. If you look at his numbers in the playoffs, they're kind of eye-popping. So I think the biggest thing for Hollywood is obviously staying healthy. He's a great receiver. Haven't seen him over the past 2 years in practice every day and then seeing him perform on the field. I think he just needed a little bit of that limelight taken away from him, a little bit of that focus from the defense so that he can go out and excel in what he does well. There's things that he does well that maybe Rashad Bateman and Sammy Watkins don't, and vice versa. And I think just having more weapons and more depth at the receiver position is going to help Hollywood really put up the numbers that people have been expecting from him.
The voice you hear is one of the newest members of ESPN's NFL coverage. It's Robert Griffin III joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. So you know, you've been watching, obviously, preseason. Give us your take. Of the five first-round picks that are quarterbacks, that all of them seem to either have a number one job, like in New York or Jacksonville, others vying for it or pushing for it, who's the one quarterback that you've seen that you say that this guy's going to be special?
Oh, man. Really, all of them have looked extremely well. Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence are going to be, you know, we're assuming, are going to be thrust into the starting positions, and they're going to have their bumps and their bruises. But the guy that has impressed the most, I feel like, is Justin Fields. He's a guy I covered during the draft, been big and high on him and what he's able to do. And he's really putting the pressure on Andy Dalton and Matt Nagy to make a decision about who's going to be that starting quarterback. But Justin Fields is a guy that can not only throw the ball all over the place, but he can run it. And I say throw the ball first because you got to realize with a talent like Justin Fields and what he did in college, he is a throw-first guy. But he runs 4.4 easy. He's a big, strong guy. And he's really showing the Chicago Bears just what they have in store for the future. And he's exciting a lot of people. I think that's what's making the decision between him and Andy Dalton such a difficult one for Matt Nagy because he's playing at such a high level.
RG3, great stuff, man.
I tell you what, RG3, he better get a safe word, because if he don't see that guy come off the edge again in a couple weeks, he's going to be going night-night. He's going to be a short rookie season. Pineapple, something. Four!
As a linebacker.
Hey, Bart, if that was you, I don't think he would have got up.
Go to sleep, Craig.
All right, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much, and welcome to the family.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of the show.
All right. Robert Griffin III, again, one of the new voices, ESPN football
analyst. Maybe projecting
a
little bit, because maybe Fields reminds him a lot of him. You know, a lot of great straight-line speed and strong arm. Mm-hmm. Projection. You see a little bit of yourself in him as well.
Yeah, and I love what he said, too, about how they're probably defensive coordinators in the league that are hoping that they can figure out Lamar Jackson, but he certainly doesn't believe it. Robert Griffin III, join us on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear. Movement is always driving us forward, whether it's on the track, the court, or the field. Every move we make, every road we choose to go down, every single mile marker we pass leads us to find out just how far we can go. Goodyear, more driven. What do you mean, what? What's what? Yes. Who should start with each rookie battle? We'll get to that at the Sports Center.
And the pitch. Fly ball. Left center. On the run is Gallo. He's there to make the play. And the Yankees hold on. Take a deep breath, everybody. The winning streak is 11 straight.
The voice of Michael Kay on the YES Network as the Yankees beat the Braves 5-4. Yes, to win their 11th in a row. Although they did have some ninth inning issues. Aroldis Chapman allowed two hits and walked two batters, including one with the bases loaded, so the Braves cut that lead to one. Wandy Peralta then came in for Chapman, and he got Freddie Freeman to fly out to seal the Yankees' win. Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu, Rougned Odor all hit home runs for New York. Meanwhile, in St. Louis, All-Star catcher Yadi Molina will return for a 19th season. That was announced by the team. The Cardinals said Molina agreed to a one-year extension, his final season in 2022. Sources tell ESPN the deal worth $10 million, confirming a report by The Athletic. In the NFL, bad news for the Jaguars. Rookie running back Travis Etienne placed on injured reserve. That means he's out for the season. Etienne was the team's second first-round pick. That came after Trevor Lawrence, also teammates. He was injured in Monday's loss to the Saints in the preseason. He'll undergo surgery on his left foot for Lisfranc injury, a league source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. Etienne not allowed to return this season because he was placed on IR before making the initial 53-man roster. SportsCenter brought to you by Barbasol. Barbasol Shaving Cream is available in five fantastic flavors to customize your close shave, whether it's the classic original or sensitive skin. There's one for every face. Find your favorite Barbasol today. Close Shave America. Close Shave Barbasol.
Flavor in your ear. We got breaking news. I ain't gonna break it though.
Wait, is it ESPN breaking news?
I don't know, but it's been. You know,
you don't know. You should know.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, you got a text?
Yeah, I got a text, and I got like a little alert because I follow like different stuff, but I didn't come from ESPN.
Okay, yes, and we do have some breaking news because it is from Adam Schefter.
Okay.
And as Jeff Saturday is going to join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline as well, we're going to play a little Take Your Pick with him. But first and foremost, Adam Schefter reporting that Sony Michel is being traded to the Rams.
Mm.
So let's begin with that right now. Jeff Saturday, good morning. Thoughts on the Rams making that move to add that running back?
Look at that lettuce, man. How did you get that curl? You put rollers in your hair last night?
That's Superman curl right there.
You know what I mean?
That is-
Set it and forget it. You know what I mean, Mark? Set it and forget it, baby. The thing's looking sweet this morning.
Like a Superman curl or something.
Hey.
Bart right now is all about just – I'm like driving the car, and Bart just grabs the wheel randomly and just pulls us right off the road. And I'm trying to keep us on the road. So, Jeff, stay with me right now. Again, Sony Michel to the Rams, obviously a need in the running back – in that backfield because of the injury. So what do you think of that move?
I like it a lot. Listen, you know, when you think about McVay and Stafford and what they're trying to create there, I like the Sony Michel fit, right? I mean, I like the duplicity of him as a back, being able to get out of the backfield. You know, he's learned screen game, you know, how to get out of the backfield in the passing game, all those things in New England. I understand some of the injury concerns, that Sony has kind of faced in his career. But I like this pickup. I think it brings a lot of balance to the Rams offense, and just kind of an added running back. When you lose your guy to a season ender before the season even starts, it hurts. But I do think this is a great addition for the Rams.
In your mind now, when you think about this addition, because we thought we were talking about the Rams in such high regard with Cam Akers, now with you bringing a guy that's a veteran, a guy that understands how to run in between the tackles, much like Todd Gurley, he still could be one of those screen players.
Right.
Where do you put the Rams now back as far as your rankings as far as Super Bowl contenders?
I like them. Listen, I think when you think about the NFC West, I like what they've done. My only issue, Bart, the whole thing about Matt Stafford is big games, right? I mean, the guy has not had a ton of them, but if you're going to get matched with a coach who gives you the most confidence, McVay would be that guy, right? You're going with – he's a very good play caller. I like the design. He has a ton of stuff kind of based off wing T principles,
yep,
which you and I both know we faced way back in high school, and just the ability to kind of morph that running game to help a quarterback. I love all of that. So, again, I'm a big fan of where the Rams are. I think it's between them and the 49ers in this in their division. So, I like it. My biggest concern with the Rams is on the defensive side. It's,
yep,
got nothing to do with the offense. It's just with the loss of certain players and their defensive coordinator. I know Raheem's going to do a good job on the defensive side, but it's just a concern of how quickly can that defense gel and what does that look like? It's going to be a tough division. You and I both know it's kind of going to be like an AFC North. It's going to be some smack around, some tough games. So I like the division, but I do like the Rams, to get the division in a tight one with the 49ers.
Yeah, I think that I actually absolutely think the NFC West is that division you want to watch, because you could argue all four teams could make the playoffs in some way. And in fact, you know, this year with the extra wild card, technically it could happen. All right, Jeff Saturday joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's play some Take Your Pick, Jeff. So we're going to go through two names. You pick which one, and it's based on your expertise. If you base this solely on offensive line for each team, or each player, I should say, who would you start? So let's go with Jacksonville. Based on their offensive line, would you start Trevor Lawrence or Gardner Minshew?
I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence, but with the idea you got to get rid of the ball, bro. Don't be a deer in the headlights. Like, the ball's got to come out. 1, 2, 3, throw it away, right? Like, you know.
Or run.
Both tackles have struggled a bit, so I'm going Trevor Lawrence, though.
Man, I'm nervous about Trevor Lawrence, man. Listen, they just
I'd want to wrap him in bubble wrap.
Yeah, they're just not ready. What we saw happen to Joe Burrow last year, man, it's like, man, see, I beat real champion. I can see somebody from one of the other teams, and they're just knocking him senseless, man. He's such a long guy. You see, he's willing to run. Those long legs, they take that knee out. I worry about his ACL, too, because guys going to chop them legs out. Man, just punt. Punting on the next season. You got some draft equity. Improve this line, man. Punt. Minshew, go in here with your jean shorts, with your handlebar mustache, man, and have at it, man. If he dies, he dies.
That's not right. Oh. All right, let's. I mean, how many
Rocky? That's what
how
I'm
many Rocky
about.
IV references can we have in one segment? All right, who would you start based on offensive line in New York? Zach Wilson or whoever the hell the backup is there?
Got to be Wilson, man. Listen, this is to me, you look at it in the preseason, he has excited the fan base. He's excited this football team. His offensive line is actually better than people mm-hmm. think. Nice. And it will be a run-first mentality. That's what their offensive line does well. So do what they do, man. Let them go put their hand in the dirt, go smack it around, play action, get Wilson out in boots, waggles, move the pocket some. I think he'll benefit. I actually like the fit of Wilson in this offense.
Yeah,
man. Just want Mekhi Becton to get in shape, though, Bart.
Well, we know now he's struggling a little bit with the concussion or something. Yeah. Yesterday, vomiting in practice. But you think about Vera Tucker, that's a plus player, we believe, even though he's a rookie. And you think about Moses on the outside. So they have three plus players, and Becton could be special if he decides to. And you think about the run-first type of offense. I think, listen, Jane Morgan is who his backup is. I thought we were talking about Rum. I thought that was Rum. I didn't know that was an actual real person.
It's not Rum, but okay, he is a backup quarterback. This is a good one, though, and take your pick. Based on the offensive line, this is one that certainly is one to watch. Justin Fields or Andy Dalton? Those issues on the left
Justin
side.
Justin Fields. Man, listen, Justin Fields. And let me just tell you, man, this guy, he threatens defenses whether he's rolling to his right, to his left. It makes no difference. Up the middle, I like the way they move the pocket. Now, this would not be a drop back offense for me. I would make sure everything's getting moved off of play action. I do think they'll be solid in the run game again, similar to the Jets. This needs to be a run first, but hey, this kid gives you the best chance to win. I don't care whichever area you're talking about, but don't be drop back, sit at 6 yards and let them all play. That's not going to benefit you. And again, like Bart said, I heard him talking to RG3, bro, you got to see that. You can't get your helmet smoked off, right, because you ain't paying attention. Like, understand where that thing's coming from and use your legs to get out of the pocket. Don't take shots like that.
Hey, man, understand who you have at right tackle, man. Like, understand. He's going to be saying, four. That's all you're going to hear. Four. Pineapple something, man. Can I get a tight end over there? Can I get an extra lineman in for a tight end to help this dude out?
Yeah.
You know, keep your eyes on your luggage, man, because if you ain't paying attention, your lineman ain't paying attention for you.
All right, last but not least, take your pick. Who would you start based on just on the offensive line in New England, Mac Jones or Cam Newton?
Ooh.
Jeff?
This is a tough one for me. I ain't going to lie. I'm gonna go Cam because of the preseason he has. And the Patriots actually have a good offensive line. Now, I know they have it, preseason always kind of just shows some ugliness, right? Cam got sacked, I think, on the first play of preseason, honestly. But I think Wynn will pick it up. I think these guys will get better as the season progresses. They always do with Bill Belichick. So I like Cam. The only issue for me with Cam is when you start running him and he gets hits, that accuracy will wane. So, you got to make sure you protect him as much as you would Mac Jones if you want him for the length of the season.
I mean, I love the fact that you can go to Cam and understand that he can play his way out of the position, right? He's a rental car, right? Like I said, you're eating McDonald's, throwing wrappers, smoking cigarettes. You don't care. It's not yours. It's a rental. You're giving it back anyway. Mac Jones is actually the car that you're actually buying. So, listen, I let Mac Jones come in
right.
the season. And, listen, this is the best, to me, the best offensive line. And, yeah, I understand Cam got sacked on his first play, but that was Chase Young, right? Chase Young's going to beat a guy like Isaiah.
That's exactly right.
One out of, 10 times. So, I go with Cam Newton, and I let the whole tires and all the tread run out of tires.
We didn't get another Rocky IV reference there, Jeff, but we did at least get through. take your pick.
What are you predicting for Justin Fields? Pain.
Well, that's Rocky III, but okay. Jeff, always great to talk to you, my man. Thanks so much.
If I can change, you can change. That's what I can give you.
We can change.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, man. This man, you go make sure you put some spritz on that. You don't want that curl to ever fall, man. That is beautiful.
Yeah, that is a Superman look you got going. Make sure you let that curl just hang right over the forehead, just a little bit right there. Clark Kent, I love it.
Just a little bit.
Saturday on the Goodyear.
Just
Hotline.
A touch.
All the best. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. We got some more breaking news this morning, not in the NFL, but in the world of sports. You want to hear this. Plus, Bart is going to tell you the one thing that Baker and Dak have in common. Mm. But first, he's going to tell you about O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts are here to keep your car on the road with the right parts. Advice from their professional parts people and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool you're only going to use once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask for their free loaner tool program and visit O'Reilly.com for more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Let's take Stump in New York real quick. Stump.
This is one of the best shows in the history of television.
Thank you.
So you know you got KD.
Y'all hear that out there, bosses?
Brought to you by Skechers. Skechers, comfort included.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott in this morning with you. Bart insists on grabbing the wheel. I am trying to keep this thing on track.
It's sleep deprivation.
But we do have some more breaking news, by the way, in the world of sports. And the U.S. Open, which begins next week. And they have qualifiers going on actually right now here in New York City. Serena Williams posted on Instagram, quote, "After careful consideration and following the advice of my doctors and medical team, I've decided to withdraw from the U.S. Open to allow my body to heal completely from a torn hamstring. Wow. New York is one of the most exciting cities in the world and one of my favorite places to play. I'll miss seeing the fans, but we'll be cheering everyone on from afar. Thank you for your continued support and love. I'll see you soon." So no Serena Williams for the U.S. Open. And, you know, again.
Is this it?
No Roger Federer on the men's side.
Yeah.
No Serena. And no Nadal on the men's side as well. And Serena's on all the billboards. I mean, she's been a tradition
for
the last 20 years. You go to the U.S. Open and it's Serena and you celebrate her and she loves it and the crowd loves her. Yeah. And to not have her this year is a tough loss. But you understand, I mean, torn hamstring. Yeah,
she's such a huge draw.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Superstar.
It's like, right now, she's more name than substance, right? Because I feel like we're waiting for her to win her next one, like we're waiting for Tiger for so long. And Tiger got it, right? He got his major. I just don't know if Serena, like, the pack has caught up to her. They don't fear her anymore. And, like, her body is breaking down.
Well, it's the years that she has played at such a high level that eventually that's hard to maintain.
The law of diminishing returns. As you get older.
But it's still just, you know, obviously a wonderful athlete to watch when she is healthy. And all you can hope for is that she can get healthy and, you know, get ready for next year's Grand Slam season. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's take a call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line because somebody who's calling himself Drill Sergeant has a problem with Bart.
This morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Sergeant?
Hey, wait, how you doing? A former Drill Sergeant.
Former.
Okay, Bart. Yeah. Check this out now. Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Possibly the best athlete playing today, maybe ever. The guy is crazy. He can make you miss him in a phone booth. But with that being said, all right, he's a running back who can throw the football.
Wrong.
No, now, with the way he runs, if you take him and injure him in anything lower than his hips, that's going to really diminish his football game. I'm not taking nothing away from the young man. He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen. I enjoy watching him play. But he doesn't have – if you have a top 10 defense, you're going to shut him down. He's going to eat up 22 teams in the NFL every Sunday. Top 10 defenses can shut him down.
Why do you say that, though?
And what are you talking
– what is it about those top 10 defenses that shut him down that he can't figure out?
Look at the playoffs.
Okay.
Look at what the Bills did to it.
Okay, let's look at the playoffs, right? Let's look at the fact that he hasn't had any weapons outside the numbers. Hollywood Brown has been a major disappointment, right? You talk about all the guys. Remember, they were saying the same narrative about Josh Allen. What did they do? They went out and got him Stephon Diggs, totally different quarterback, right? So now you look at Lamar Jackson. Now he has Sammy Watkins. If Sammy Watkins can stay healthy, right? Listen, you can't put it all on Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has shown you guys that he can do more with less. Baker Mayfield shows you that he does less with more, right? He doesn't have anybody – like, before this year, name one receiver you would take off of Baltimore than any other team in the division. I would still take all three of the Bengals receivers. I would take all three of Cleveland's receivers. Steelers. I would take all three of the Steelers' receivers. So he's the one doing more with less.
Maybe Jeremy Fowler's hearing the right things. Maybe the league is going to figure out Lamar Jackson this season. Or maybe they got him the weapons that he needs to get back to that MVP level.
And he still has the
worst weapons.
There's
still question marks about him.
Yeah.
There's still going to be question marks about him. You know, there are question marks about this player who's the header of the NFL's Twitter. Can he be the face of the league? We'll discuss.